It's possible because people confuse it with a ksiva. I discussed the problem that I mentioned when we started. The problem that the Gemara later on, Daf Yud Aleph, says that even a goy's signature, Chasimus Arkois, by Sav Muvik, when the Gemara talks about a get, a kosher get, which was processed in Arkois Shalakel, and signed by Goy, could be kosher. Like Rebbe Lozat, the Neidim Asir Gat. And L'chaira, Goy's signature is worse. It's certainly not, we don't consider it to be Lishma. So the Goy's signature is Shalai Lishma, and Afal Pikein, the Gemara there has a tzad at least to be Mashurit. So the question is why? Deide Mesira, Deide Kiyam. The question is this Gezeira. The Gezeira of the of Chasima Atu Ksiva. That Kash, which I mentioned, we didn't answer that. So to answer that, I'd like to mention to you a Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eiger, which is printed here in the Chedusha Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and is connected to yesterday's shiur. Rebbe Akiva Eiger had a shaila about a get that was written, and the aide's name was Yaakov, and when he signed the name, the ayin, the vav of the ayin, that is the second piece of the ayin, was not touching the bottom of the ayin. In other words, in a Sefer Torah, it would have been possible, right? The ayin, the vav of the ayin was supposed to touch the base of the ayin, and it wasn't touching it. And the Yisra B'Kiveger, if we could be machshir such a get, it wasn't the case of Eagle, and they could have given a second get, but it involved a big expense. So they had to go to Umdina Siyam. So therefore, the Yisra B'Kiveger is such a star good, or is it not good? That's the shiloh that he was asked. So B'Kiveger brings the Trumas Hadeshin that I mentioned to you yesterday. The Trumas Hadeshin says that with Geyser, just like with Geyser by Shaloi Lishma, Chasima or Tuksiva, the same thing, with Geyser on all in Yonim of writing the signature, Chasima or Tuksiva, and the writing has to be the way a get has to be written, that's the way the Chasima has to be written. It's interesting, I looked up the Trumas Hadeshin Shaila. There's an interesting shaila about chok teichais. Chok teichais is when you have a splotch of ink and you scratch all around and leave a letter in the middle. And that's possible. We're going to have it later. It's possible by a get. It's possible by a sefer Torah. There was a star in which the aide's name was again Yaakov. It seems the Yaakov is messed up all the time. The aide's name was Yaakov. And when he wrote the ayin, instead of making an ayin, he made a shin. Not in script, in regular Savashuris. He made a shin. And then, to fix it, he scratched off the third piece of the shin, and he left it as an ayin. Sort of the base of the shin with the two, without the third one. So that's how his name was signed. So it was the same shayla. Is that a kosher again? That's chok teichas. In other words, it wasn't an ayin, it was a shin. By scratching something out, you made it into an ayin. So the question is whether that's kosher. So you have a kiveges shaila when it's not touching, and the shaila of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is more serious, chok teichas is a psul, a real psul in the Gemara, and that was his shaila. So again, the Trumas Hadeshin talks about this problem that we should be geyser chasima atuksiva. Just like for Shal Shema, we should be geyser by Chok Teichis too. Zakt Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that even though Trumas Hadeshin has this chiddush, B'shem Dari, he brings it, has this chiddush, that were geyser, chasima atu ksiva by other things, we could be mechalik. That's by a psul, which is not noticeable in the get. If you look at the get, you don't see the psul. Like shalai lishma. If an eighth sign shalai lishma, you look at the get, it's a psul sheini nicker. It's a problem in the signature, which you would never notice because you can't see on the get if it's lishma shalai lishma. A chok teiches also is generally not nicker. It could be, you can see scratch marks where he erased it, but if he did a good job of erasing it, it wouldn't be nicker. Right now it's an ayin. Right? That was a truma sedesh shayv. Let's start off a shin. Now it's an ayin. So if he did a good job of erasing it, you're left with a ayin. You can't tell that it was chok teiches. So there, the truma sedesh has his shayla, and we have a whole year. Why? Because Bezdin's going to come, and Bezdin's going to be machsherit. And the people involved, they'll see Bezdin's machsherit, they'll assume it's good, and they'll learn from that Shalai Lishma is good, and other things are good. Masha'enkin in Rabbi Kiva Eger's case, where the top of the ayin didn't touch the bottom. It's a ksav, it's not a ksivatama, it's not a complete writing. The top of the letter is not touching the bottom. The letter has afsuk in it. So he says, bring it to Bezdin. And Bezdin could be machshir with Eidei Mesira. What's Bezdin going to do? They'll say, okay, this is not a lechatchila that you get. The letters are no good. But you know what we'll do? We're going to do a Mesira now. It's coming to Bezdin. We'll do a Mesira. We'll get kosher Eidei Mesira. We won't rely on Eidei Chassin. So Bezdin's going to know, they're going to see the problem. So they're going to know not to rely on Eidei Chassima, to get Eidei Mesira, and to do a dafka, be masha with Eidei Mesira. In that case, we're not going to be geyser ha chassima atuksiva, because Bezdin will know about it. Bezdin will see the problem. So Bezdin will be zoyer in the problem. We don't have to passel the get. We'll passel the signatures. We're not going to passel the get. When it's shalai lishma, we're going to have a problem with the whole get, because Bezdin is going to give such a get. And they're going to be, Bezdin's going to give the get, and people are going to say, oh, Bezdin gave a get, that was Shalai Lishma. But this type of a problem, Bezdin will see right away. Even when you come to the Mekayim, they'll see that the ayin is no good. So they'll find the Eidei Mesira, they'll do a kiyum with the Eidei Mesira, and everything will be done with Eidei Mesira. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is mechadish, that when do we say we're going to chassima to ksiva only by a psul she'enai nikar? By a psul hanikar, a psul hasnikar will come to Bezdin, Bezdin will take care of it. Bezdin will do it with Eidei Mesira, and they'll avoid the use of the Eidei Chassima. So then, we're not going to be guys. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's psak. He writes that he was hesitant to rely on a svara without a raya. But he says, since a letter that's not attached anyway is only a lechatchila dika psul, it's not a b'di'evedik psul. A get is not a sefer Torah. A get, if you're in the letter in the guf haget, is not would be not attached. As long as it's readable, it's kosher b'di'eved. So he says, for my svara to rely on the b'di'eved to make him from a chatchila, that he's prepared to rely on his svara. Does everybody know the karev?
Who is there? Another person
on
the
card. Yeah, when the star comes to Bezdin, Nicker. It could be there, it's different too, because there in Taisus Maskana, there we say Dilma Asim Mismachalayim. Right? That was the Imitation of Dilma Asim Mismachalayim. Taisus at least tells that our Gemara is not because of Dilma Asim Mismachalayim, it's because of Chesima Tuxiva. Right? So two different Zayas. So this is Rabbi Kivaga's psak. He says, "Lafi my chilek, it'll be meturitz." The other kasha, the kasha from Daf Yud Aleph, from the shtar that's went through our koyshel gayim. The Gemara is having meaning to be machsher a shtar that went through our koyshel gayim. As talking befeirish, the Gemara says b'shemais mufakim. It's clear it's a goyish name. That the names that are signed are clearly not Yiddish names. That's the case where the Gemara wants to be Masher, Hashem is Mufakim. Gemara says, what Hashem is Mufakim? Gemara gives examples. but it has to be a Gaisha name. So such a Bekiva Eger, a Gaisha name, Shemus Mufakim, that's a Psul HaNikr. That's a Psul, that's Nikr in the Shtar. When you bring the Shtar to Bezin, they'll see it has a guy's name in the Chesima. So they'll only be Mekayim it with Eidem Esira. Dr. Bekiva Eger, according to my side, it's Maturus the Kasha. Because the Kasha was that let's be Geyser. If you guys are Shalai Lashma Hasima to Ksiva, let's be guys that when a guy signs it, Dr. Bekiva Eger comes off a cat. That when a guy signs it, it's better. So when a guy signs it, it's so bad that it's obvious. If it's so bad that it's obvious, then we don't make it Xavier. Because we know we'll come to Bezna, we'll work with Eidem Yisera. So this is Rabbi Kivager's A, his chiddush and din, and B, his teretz on this kasha from our kashal guy. Yeah, probably not, because the Taisa says there are two types of mezuzah mitaychay. Right, the beginning of Taisa says mezuzah mitaychay is a psul din la'asim l'mismachalayim. So Taisa says it doesn't shtim here. So Taisa says you're right. Here the psul is gzeira chasima tiksiv. The Kiveger is going on the gzeira chasima tiksiv. He's not going on the gzeira din la'asim l'mismachalayim. On the gzeira chasima tiksiv, he makes such a chiluk. Yeah, I was thinking beforehand that someone would ask me that. Rabbi Kivegi, what's from Kivegi Svara? That if you have a get with a psul that's not nicker, there we make exire. If Bezin will do it, people say, oh, Bezin did it. Psul ha nicker, there we're not guys. You can say Svara the other way. Psul she'ene nicker, who knows Shalai Lishma? There are two people in the world that know. Psul ha nicker, maybe Jeff Hakert. Everyone who's there says, wow, Bezin relying on such a get. Kivegin Nemzon for character. Kivegin Nemzon that the opposite. That if a person sees a psula nicker, they'll say Bezin saw it. Must be Bezin worked it out. They worked it out with Eidem Esira. So Rabbi Kivegin Nemzon. Maybe you could argue to say Svar Lachel for character, but that's what she did. Okay, let's move on to Rebbe Lazar. To Ravashi, rather. Ravashi says a second teretz. How many Rav Yehuda? All over the Masechta, we have a machlekes, a the Mesira karti, a the Chesima karti. We have two mandiyamim, Rav Meir, Rav Eliezer, and we said they argue what's taich for kosav law sefer krisus. What's the taich? Zok the Gemara. There's a third mandiyamim. Then Rav Yehuda plays law sheik siva chesima se betalush. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Saich Chiksiva and Saich Hasima have to be betolosh. So since they both have to be betolosh, so therefore the Edom have to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. All the Dine get apply Saich to all the Dine of a Kostav La Sefer Krisus apply Saich to Chiksiva and Saich to Hasima. In fact, the Gemara may Karim Aitamalai Mekminolak Rabbi Yehuda. So why did you come right away? We had a whole Amid. What do we need a whole Amid for? You have a Tanas. That's not like that Tanas. So the Gemara, no. My Trina and Ramea, Stami Sisa Ramea. First, we want to try to fit in like Ramea. Because Ramea, Stamishna is Ramea. My Trina and Rebbe Laza, the Kaman of the Kavase begin. If it's not Ramea, at least let it be Rebbe Laza of the Kavase. So only if we're stuck, we would test it like Rebbe Yehuda. So the kasha here is taka. So why does Rav Ashi say Hamani Rav Yehuda? If you'd rather that sign the mission like Rav Elaza because Silchas Akavase begitten, so why does Rav Ashi saying a teretz Hamani Rav Elaza? What's wrong with the previous teretz? The Gemara said a teretz that the mission is Rav Elaza. Comes along Rav Ashi, he says it's Rav Yehuda. So if he comes along, he says it's Rav Yehuda. Why is he saying it's Rabbi Yehuda? Madrina na Rabbi Loza, the Chesed Kavase begin. So this is the kasha that the Ritva, the Yeshua, among others, ask. And basically, they have two ways to learn. There's a big nafkamina. One way to learn is that Rav Ashi argues. He holds the previous teretz as a dochuk. It's a dochuk to say, Shalai l'shma is called Mezuyach Mitaychai. Especially, Taisa says, Gzeirach Sima to Ksiva, which doesn't link in the words Mezuyach Mitaychai, Nu Gzeirach. So if you can learn Rav Ashi's arguing, which is the first way the Ritva suggests to learn. Or you could learn, I'm not sure how you fit this all into the Lashon exactly, that the Gemara says Rav Ashi Amar Haman Rav Yehuda Hi, and the Gemara is explaining why we're chayzer from that. Meikar, why do we taka want to say like that? So the Gemara says, because Hilchos HaKavase begins. So Memeila, really we don't stick with Haman Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi, this whole thing is a member of Rav Ashi. From Rav Ashi, Tilchus HaKavase begins, is all Rav Ashi speaking. Rav Ashi says, really, because it's like Rav Yehuda. Why don't we want to set the name like him? Because Tilchus HaKavase, Rav Yehuda begin. The Rebbe Elazar begin. So, this is all an explanation of Rav Ashi's not arguing. Rav Ashi's saying all an explanation of why we didn't say, we could have said the Mishnah's Rav Yehuda, and we don't. According to the second Mahalach, Rav Ashi is not arguing with the previous teretz. So there are two mahalchim, whether Rav Ashi argues, he doesn't argue, obviously, nafkamina would be lahalacha. Do we have, is this a davar atali b'machlaikis? So it's not a davar atali b'machlaikis. If you look in the Gra on Shulchan Aruch, with the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the chasim has to be lishma, the Gra writes, that it goes according to the first teretz of the Gemara, but according to the second teretz of the Gemara, it doesn't have to be Lashma, like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass them like him. So the question is whether this requirement of Lashma is so stark or not. Shulchan Aruch does pass it that way, but is there a tziruf or not? The Trumas Hadeshen, in his Shaila, Rabbi Kivega was the ayin that wasn't touching. So he said it's not Nikar, he was making. Trumas Hadeshen in his Shaila, the Chok Teichai's case. The case where the ayin was written like a shin, and then they erased the last part of the shin and created an ayin, which is a psul of Chok Teichai's. It's a psul that it's not a kosher ksiva. So the Shaila was, could we be Mashu or not? So the Trumas Hadeshen says, Avada lechatchila. You have to do a different get. You have such a get, you shouldn't use it, use a different get. But his shaila was b'mokim igun, a case where it was the man was forced to give the get, he didn't want to give it, they had to force him, and it was not likely they'd be able to force him to give a second get. So b'mokim igun, he's mekel, it's a long tshuva, it seems to me he's mekel on two, with two tzirufim. He's mitzarif two things. Number one, this idea that because we're geizer shalai l'shma, we're geizer chasima atu ksiva, so maybe we should be geizer by everything else also, even though he brings up b'shem deri, b'shem one of alitaisis, this whole idea that we had, that just like we're geizer shalai l'shma, chasima atu ksiva, we're geizer everything else. But the Trumas Hadeshen says it's not muchrach. Maybe we're geizer shalai l'shma. Dafka. Taisus said shalai l'shma is more shchiyach. Taisus on beis on the beis. Says shalai l'shma is more shchiyach. So maybe by shalai l'shma we made a gzera. But by these other psula, maybe not. So he calls that a sofik. Is it a sofik? Are we geizer by everything else? The second sofik, he makes a sexaik out of it, is do we paskin? That it's a psul of Mezuyach Mitaychai, do we paskin? Maybe Rav Ashi's arguing. If Rav Ashi's arguing, so it's not muchach from the Gemara to paskin that way. So he makes a big issue out of this Rav Ashi, and he says maybe it's not lahalacha, and he makes a sfek sfek out of it, therefore, b'makim igun, he's mekel, and the Ramon Shulchan Aruch paskin is like this Trumas Hadeshen. That b'makim igun, when it's a shayla of an aguna, we're mekel. On all of these things, that the signature shouldn't be chok teichos, shouldn't be it should be legible. All these things were makel b'makom igun. And he bases it on primarily on this fact. There's a little more to it, but that's the psak of Shmuel Sadeh. Okay. What? Rav Ashi argues. If Rav Ashi argues, so then it could be we pass like Rebbe Lazar day Misira Karti. But do we pass into Rebbe Lazar's Maida that a chasima has to be l'shma? No, why should I say Rebbe Lazar holds a chasima has to be l'shma? Gemara was forced into it because of this whole kasha. So the Gemara said, Maida Rebbe Lazar mezuyim etayfa. But if you're not forced into it, so then we're not forced into it. So then it's not Ladina. And Rav Ashi grabbed as a basra, usually halacha k'ra hilsik Rav Ashi. So l'maisa, that's the... So it becomes very significant, the sheep of Rav Ashi. Okay, there's a taisis here. Taisis atche tehei. A short taisis. Few words, but a lot of long disinitizes. Achitek sivasai v'chasimasai v'tamish. Taisvis learned the medayik every word. So tabadit taisvis, that what's the case? Okay, we have to switch now. We're not talking about shalei l'shma anymore. We're not talking about signatures. We're talking now about writing a get on a leaf of a tree or on a bark of a tree. And they wrote a get on a mechubal karka. I don't know if it ever happened, but theoretically. They wrote it on something that was mechubal karka. And the Gemara says, like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do the writing when it's talish, plus you have to do the signature when it's talish. Fractisvis, why do you have to tell me the signature? If I do the writing when it's talish, obviously the signature is also when it's talish. So right away, before we go any further, what do you say?
It's only
right. This Taisus Kash is only the Shitasai. Taisus the Shitasai said in Taisus Maida Rebbe Lazar that you can't sign first and write second. Right? Taisus said you can't sign first and write second. That would be a psul in a get, and it's Taisus Paskin that way. If you hold that you could write first, you could put the signatures first and the writing second, the way Nesivus Nemzan is true, at least Lahalacha, even if not like all Tanaim, but at least Lahalacha and Nesivus seems to Nemzan, you could sign first and write second. And Taisus Kasha doesn't start. Achitek Sivase, Sivase Betolush. If they signed it Betolush, you can't add the Ksiva. If they signed it the Mechubar and you want to add later, so you can't do it. Right, so this taisus is going the shitasi before that you can't sign first, write second. You have to write first, sign second. So you have to write first, sign second. For that's a good kasha. Lamalu mikach v'chasim asai kibishai saksiva betalush. Yev shalachasim asai sheim mechub. Yev shleimer mishkachas lo. Shekasvai alilan talush. You wrote it on a vine or a bark or a leaf that was talush. And then you planted it, the hishrish, and it took root. The chasmai, and then you signed it. So what happened? You had this little sapling tree. It was not mechubal karka. And on the tree, you wrote out a lusach haget. And then someone planted the tree. And then the eidim signed it when it's mechubar. So for such a case, and then you want to cut it off and give it. So for such a case, so Taisvis repudiated the words Yivasei v'chasimasei betalush. Okay, the whole picture, this whole case makes you smile. You're like, when's it going to happen? Where they get the bavar in such a case? Very interesting Taisvis. First of all, one chiddush in Taisvis, v'hishrish. The word v'hishrish in Taisvis is a chiddush. It took root. So right away we have here a chiddush in Taisvis that if I have a tree, I planted it. It didn't take root yet. That's not called mechubar. That's what Taisa says, v'hishrish. How long does it take a root tree to take root? How long it takes a tree to take root? Huh? Okay. Should ask the kash. Says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it takes 2 weeks to take root. Actually, in the Gemara, there's a machlaikis. There's one mandiyam of 30 days, one mandiyam of 2 weeks, and I think one mandiyam of 3 days. They're not arguing the mitzvahs, they're arguing how much is considered taking root. But it's certainly not on the same day. It doesn't take root, it doesn't become, it's not yainik to that degree the same day. It's not called mechubar. I would have said it is. Taisus says v'hishrish. Taisus v'hishrish. If not for Taisus, I would have said it is. What?
It wasn't
on the ground. It wasn't? When I wrote it, it was totally off the ground. Then I stick it into the ground, and then the Adam signed it. So Taisus says he stuck it in the ground, v'hishrish, and it took root, and they signed it. Why does Taisus say it took root? But it's just a tesis. If you stick it in the ground, you cover it with earth, and then they sign it, that's not called hishrish.
Maybe they signed it right before. If it takes 3 days, they signed it 2 days after they put it in.
So Tosis says it would be kasher. Natai, the only time it's possible is natai v'hishrish v'chasmai, it's possible. If before it took root they signed it, it would be kasher tak. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to teach us? Natai v'hishrish v'chasmai, it's possible. So kasher is that's a shtar mugdim. If you write a shtar on Sunday, and you put in and you write the date, and then you go and you plant it, and let's say they show in Amazon it takes 2 weeks for somebody to know what the shita we paskin like. 2 weeks later, you come and you sign it. So of course it's possible to shtar mugdim. Shtar mugdim. So what's of course it's a shtar that's predated, that's dated before the day of the signatures. Of course it's a possible shtar. So what's going on? What's going on? Rabbi Yehuda came to tell us, for such a case, is he bavarding such a case? So the case is puzzle anyway. It's puzzle ashtar mumdim. He didn't have to bavar in the case.
But he's talking about a case where he didn't put his man, and we want to know if it's kosher
b'dayavad. Could be he didn't put his man, and we want to know b'dayavad. So this is the case. He didn't put his man. And they planted it. And it took root. And they signed it. And they gave it to the lady. And she married someone else. And she already had kids. And now the shayla came up. If the vlad is kosher, so that's the case. It could be. But the Yeshua says, it's talking about people who planned this. They planned this all out. They were going to do this. So originally, when they wrote it, they wrote the date for 2 weeks later, because they knew they're going to plant it. It takes 2 weeks to finish the dishrash. And then they're going to tell the Adam, don't sign till the date. It'll be 2 weeks later, then they'll sign it. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua answers. Understand? They wrote originally, they wrote it, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. They were planning to write it, plant it, wait till it takes root, and then they sign. So they wrote right away, Yudal or Tezvav
Cheshvan. They knew which day it was come out.
Well, it's 2 weeks. They learned to Pnei Yeshua. And they sure brings with us Rosh Hashanah. So. Yeah, I agree with you. It's maybe Li De Gichuch. The whole thing is very, very strange.
The case is very likely.
It's very less likely, he said.
The case itself is very likely.
The whole case. Well, you have to know, they live in a poor society. They did write on leaves. They did write on trees. They did write on barks. Not, you know, not like in America today where you have walls. They can write on the walls. Right? But they did. But to that part of writing on the chub, but this whole story is... And therefore what? Well, we're going to have a machlaikis if Atzis Nakav is considered mechubal about it. They should at least have said it. No, but the ksiva had to be betalish. I mean, he wrote in the morning of the 14th day, before the 14th day passed, and then the night of the 14th day they signed it. Nachinam. It would also be a good tarot. Oh, okay, if you're saying still, one sec. I want to get this. This also a chetim. So he wrote in the morning of the 14th day, and he wrote in the second. This reminds you of Ben Sarim Amayr Lahayim Lo Nivra Lo Menichtem Lo Hagdol Terev Eladim. So okay. Now. This vehishrish that you're saying, what's the psalm? You know what, before I get to what you're bringing up, I want to be minded of something else. Alright, so this is the Taisus, this is Pshat Taisus, vehishrish. The Gradda, some sefer says vehishrish is lavdavka, doesn't mean hishrish, it just means that it was stolen in the ground. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Pirush of the Mishnayos, in the second paragraph, talks about Mechubar. Kiva Eger has the following question. He says, what would be the din? If I write a get, and I sign the get, everything betalush, and then I plant it, I don't write anything when it's planted, I just plant it. And it's growing for a day or two, and then, or 2 weeks, whatever it takes to be hishrish. And then later, the woman comes, so we cut it off, and we give the get. Does planting the tree between the ksiva, the chasima, and the nesina, somewhere in between, does that possible? That's a b'kidei geshad. It takes away from the... just as much? What's missing? It's missing what? What? Missing the word you're looking at, kairos, but katzitza. Okay. First, let me tell you, Rabbi Kiva Eger has this shaila. This is the shaila. Is if you plant it, you don't write anything on it when it's planted. You write everything beforehand, and then you plant it. Later, you want to do it. You want to give it. Is that good or is it not good? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, from Taisus, Dibra Maskel Ad, it's mukhruch that it's kosher. It's mukhruch it's kosher. Why? Because what's Taisus' case? You wrote the get. And then Akarnotai. And then Hishrish. And then Chosmai. So it's possible because Chosmai. Because you were Chosmai. If there was Nishrash, that's why it's possible. It's Mukhach from Taisus. That if it would be Notai, the Hishrish, and it wasn't Chosmai, and then you cut it off and gave it, that it would be Kasher. Taisus is saying, why is it possible when you plant it? Psul of planting it is only possible because when you planted it at that time you signed it. But if you wouldn't have signed it, if you had just planted it and not signed it, since in this tesis, that's not a problem. Right? What should be wrong? I was just saying what should be wrong, and they're saying what's wrong. So I'll tell you in a second. Okay, Kivega says it's kosher. The Rajba says so also. The Rajba on Chafalaf on the Beis says it's kosher. And it's brought here by the Pnei Yeshua and some cipher. But they bring the Shita of the Rama. The Rama is in the Shilte Givayrim on the side of the rift of Yuram and Aleph, Shem the Rama, who holds that it's possible. It's possible. That if you... Again, once again, you wrote a perfect get with chasima, everything good, and then you plant it, and before you give it, you cut it off and give it. It's possible. Why should it be possible? So some sefer explains, because the psul of what's the psul? Why is lechubal lekarka possible? The reason is it says v'kasav v'nason that it has to be mechusar nesina. When you write a get, it only has to be mechusar the giving of the get. So it's memayit, mechubal lekarka, which is mechusar ktitza v'nesina, which is mechusar, you have to cut it and then give it. So, with memayit, it's a mit. V'kasa v'nasan. That you have to write something which is mechusar nesina. When you finish writing it, it's mechusar, it's only missing nesina being given. If you write something which is mechusar ktitza v'nesina, which you have to cut it off and give it, then that's possible. The Rama holds that if you wrote it, he did everything. And then you planned it. Now this get is mechusak tzitzav in the sina. That's a psul. It's mechusa ketzitza v'nesina. Any get which is missing ketzitza v'nesina is a pasul get. It has to be when you finish the get. It's only mechusa v'nesina. If you do something to create that it's mechusa ketzitza v'nesina, that's exeris hakasav. That's because of mechusa. When you finish it, it was kosher. 100%. At that moment, it was kosher. But right now, it's mechusa ketzitza v'nesina. At one point it was good, but now it became possible. It became possible before. It wasn't given to the woman yet. I'm talking now that was planted before it was given to the woman, before the Nesina. So now it's Mechusa Ketzitza V'Nesina. It's Mechusa Ketzitza V'Nesina, Zot Ramah, that's the psalm. Is it considered Mechubar only the Tishrish? The Pnei Yeshua learns from this Taisvis that you need Hishrish. Pnei Yeshua learns Taisvis you need Hishrish. According to Pnei Yeshua. The Chayokim even in Kavanah Taisvis. That's right. If you're sticking it to the ground, it's not Hishrish. That's not called Mechusa Ketzitza. You just have to pull it up and give it. What happens if it's in the ground or it's in your house? You have to open the door of your house. Ketzitza is a Dama Chashi. You have to cut it off the ground.
According to the Ramah, let's say they wrote a guest and they said they wrote a guest and somebody put it in the board.
It's 100% kosher. Not mechusa ketzitza.
Mechusa,
yeah, you can write a get Medina Sayyam. It's mechusa a trip from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. But it's like every miyut. I have to tell you, how we dash a miyutim, why will I this and not that? I can't answer. Sometimes I can answer you, I can find, but I don't like to get into it. How we dash him, we saw Salante writes in one of his letters, when we learn Gemara, we don't learn how to dash in the psukim. The Chazal Darshan that way. If it's a Shiloh, we could be down in Asfar. But the Mamaik Tzitzav in the scene is my one thing, Tzitzav in the scene. So the problem is, according to the Ramah, Hodra Kushis Taisis Laduchtai. According to the Ramah, Taisis Terrace is no good now. Because the Ramah holds, if you replant it, it's automatically possible no matter what. It's possible even if you had a good Chasima. It's possible if you plant it. So now, what's Taisus Teretz? Mishkachas la kasmai betalush, natai, and chasmai ben mechover. What do you mean? That's possible anyway. Reb Yudah didn't have to tell me a cheik, sivase, vachisarase, betalush, for such a case. It's possible anyway. So, hajja kasha tali la duchta? Maybe he holds chasima could be before ksiva. If the Ramashita is, you do chasima first, ksiva second, then that would be a good Teretz. I didn't see anybody says it. Maybe they know the Ramah doesn't hold that way, or I don't know. But yeah. For what? Yeah, but you can learn that Gemara that Pishas Ksiva has to not be Mechusa Ketzitza. The Ramah's Chiddush is that Pishas Ksiva was a Mechusa Ketzitza. If there's any point along the way where it becomes Mechusa Ketzitza, that's a psul. So that's the Ramah's Chiddush. You can learn the Gemara like the Rashba, the Kosav in the Asan, that Pishas Ksiva, it has to not be Mechusa Ketzitza. So basically, we have to go back to Taisus Kasher, and we have to find other terutzim to Taisus Kasher. So there are two other terutzim to Taisus Kasher, which the Ramah may hold of. One. Now let's try first Chazay Nish. Very interesting Chazay Nish. It's like a whole new topic which Kedaka the Kaidish brings in. The Chazay Nish is in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, and the Chazay Nish is his Purushim HaMasechus Gittin. So Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, on this time, Daftala, this Taisvis, he brings in a very interesting Sugya from later in the Masech. There's a Shaila later. In two sugyas, on Daf Yutes and on Daf Chaf, of Ksav al Gabi Ksav. If you write something Let's say it's the same ink. There's sugya, different inks. Maybe we'll talk about it. Let's say the same ink. Diyai agave diyai. Edim sign the shtar shaloi l'shma. They go over to the shtar and they sign the shaloi l'shma. So now they come to Bezdin. They want to give the get. Bezdin says, did you sign it l'shma? They say, what does l'shma mean? Ashamed of this woman and this man. They say, I didn't know who the man is or the woman is. They asked me to sign. I signed. So we say, okay, it's possible. Sign shaloi l'shma. So they take out a pen and they write over their previous writing. They just write again their signature, write over the previous one. The yoy agave diyoy, the same type of ink. It's going to get darker now. And this time they say, Hareini chaysim, l'shem, this woman. That's, again, if you see a get, you'll see the whole spiel. They say, Hareini chaysim, l'shem, plainis, das, plaini, l'shem, plaini, ben plaini, l'shem, gerish. And they sign. Is that kosher? What's the din of ksav al gabi ksav? Obviously, it has other nafkaminas. A Shabbos, if you write ksav al gabi ksav, is that ksiva? So the Gemara later gets into this whole idiot. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we're going here to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that ksav al gabi ksav is a good ksiva. It's kosher. If so, the language for that is havaras kulmus. Kulmus is this quill with a long cuff. Kulmus. Havaras kulmus. Writing the agabi diyai. Review the sheet is that that's a good ksav. And review the says you can do that if you have a signature shalai l'shma. They'll be maver the pen over it again, and it'll be kosher. If so, we have a good teres to Tosis Kasha. How do you have a teres to Tosis Kasha? Chap, how are you going to have it? Oh. You wrote originally, you wrote v'mechuba l'karka, you wrote a get and signed a get. Mechuba l'karka, shaloi l'shma. Okay? They wrote it. Everything was shaloi l'shma, the ksiva, the whole business. They wrote it on a tree. They wrote a ksiva saget, and an eidim signed the chubal karka. They cut it off. Then they realized they wrote a shaloi. They wrote it the mechubal karka or shaloi l'shma and plus the chubal karka. So they went. Actually, the chasam chaznishes teretz I think would be even if they wrote it l'shma. Even they wrote it l'shma. I'm sorry, that's what they said. They wrote the Shema, but they wrote it on Mechuba l'Karka. They wrote it and signed it, Mechuba l'Karka, the Shema. They cut it off, they come to Bezin. Bezin says, no good, you wrote it Mechuba l'Karka. So they went, and they went to the Sefer, and the Sefer rewrote the whole Ksiva Seshtar. He wrote it, Betolush. He ran his pen over it, and he rewrote the whole thing, Betolush. And now he brings it into Bezin, and they want to use it. So the shayla is that good? Comes out the ksiva was betalush. The chasima was not rewritten. So the chasima was b'mechuber. On the tree, they did the ksiva first, ksiva second. Okay, 1 second. So he says, l'chari, you can have a good teretz for Tosfos Kasher in such a case. On the tree, they did the ksiva first, ksiva second. Then they cut it off. Now, they redid the ksiva. They rewrote the ksiva. Now they're bringing it to Bezin. So if you hold that only the ksiva has to be betalush, it would be kosher. Because the ksiva was redone betalush. So that's the teretz of Tosfos Kasher. Why Rabbi Yehuda say ksiva say v'chasima say betalush? Why did he say it's not enough to ksiva betalush? It has to be the ksiva betalush too. You know why? Because he, for such a case, where they wrote the whole thing on the tree. What? He signed it on the tree. They signed it.
Sign
You may be right. One second. Okay. Right, so first, we have to deal with that. This is what it says in Chazanish. Chazanish says that this would be a case where that would answer Taisus Kasha, such a case. So you're all jumping on the Chazanish that L'chaira, this is a problem. Because in this case, let's say you hold only Ksiva has to be betalish. Chasima could be Mechor, but let's see what all that means. So Chazanish says, then this would be Kasha. Right? So this would be Kasha, because you redid the Ksiva. But you're arguing. You're saying, no. In this case, the signature preceded the writing. The chasima preceded the writing. The writing was first on the tree. By the time he signed it, the writing was there. But you're saying that writing doesn't count. Because that writing is the writing of the Bil Chomer. Next chasima doesn't count. See, the previous ksiva doesn't count. It's all good. So maybe this is the problem with Chazanish's teretz. What's the problem with Chazanish's teretz? That in the Chazanish's case, the chasim is before the ksiva. The chasim is before the ksiva. You don't have to have such a case. You can just whatever they sign first.
I mean, it's not a problem.
You think it's not a problem?
No.
Why?
Yeah.
No, according to what they're arguing, you couldn't. Let's say you have a get with a mistake and it made them sign. The mistake, they'll be marked. It's too late. You can't do it later. Right? According to the Tzais, according to the previous Tzais, the seam has to be, if you left out the Kanina, it's too late. You can't do it later. So it's a kasha on the Chazenish. Maybe it's a little better, they know what they're signing. And if they... They know the plan is to write it. Is it better? Is it any better if the hoax, see all the words are there, they're just not kosher words, is that any better? They're not made on anything. I want to make it. The main apostle get. The truth is, I invite you to look at the Chazanish. If the Chazanish says this teretz, he says one more dekuda, which I'll get to soon. But at the end of his shtickle, it seems like it was added later that he brings up this kasha, and I'm not sure what he says. If he says a good kasha, or he says not a good kasha. You have to see his lashon. It's very bekitzer. But he mentions this kasha on his own teretz. But let's deal with the teretz in the meantime. In the meantime, he's saying havaras kulmis would be a case. We mavar kulmis if you cut it off on the whole ksiva. So then you need this chiddush that chasima b'mechubar is not. But the question, Taisa's kasha was, why does Rabbi Yehuda have to say that? Let him just say ksiva b'talosh. Why does he have to say chasima b'talosh? It is for this case, because in this case he has to tell you need chasima b'talosh also. If not, if he would only say chasima b'talosh, I would have thought it's good. That's what Chazanish is saying. Tietzut Taisus Kasha. Mimela, that would fit the Shita Sarama. I could hold of this teretz. So the Chazanish says it's not a good teretz for a different reason. And I'd like to share with you the Iker Lumdis in the Sugya of Havaras Kolmis. Most sugyas have one ikar chakira, which 100 things are talking. So we're going to get to it on daf yates and on daf chaf. You should hear it today, and you'll hear it again on your test, and it's Hashem, hopefully you'll remember it. What's the main chakira by Havaras Kolmis? The main kler. Let's go to the Gemara's case. Edim sign shalai lishma, and now they mava kolmis and they do it lishma. Shaila is, how do we look at a writing on top of a writing? You had one writing and then you had another writing. You can look at it two ways. You can look at it that the second writing is mevatel, the first writing legamri, covers it. It's as if the first writing didn't exist. And the second writing, that's the writing. It's as if the first one didn't exist, so the first one is gone. The second one is the one that counts, and the second was the one that counts. So that second writing was Lishma, that's why it's good. It's one way to look at it. Sounds like the simple way to look at it, right? What's the second choice? Second choice is to say, what are you talking about? The second writing. If you look at it now, it's written dark. It's got a lot of ink. It's both writings. It's not a second writing. D'yay agave d'yay, what you're left with, is both writings. You have an iruv, a mixture of both writings. Aye, the first part was shaloi l'shma. Aye, I was missing a my love l'shma. So the second writing added a my love l'shma. So you have here one writing, which is a lot of ink, but that writing has a l'shma. The second one added a myla to it. It gave it the myla of l'shma. But right now, we look at it as both writings. I'll tell you a nafkamina. You'll tell me it's in the Gemara later. I know it's in the Gemara later. That's what's telling me. But l'chayr, one nafkamina would be, let's say, I'm writing a get and I have an eight. The eight doesn't know how to sign his name. So I tell him, you know what? I'll write your name. And you take a pen and you write over it afterwards. Is that considered his signature? Right away comes to mind a complaint that what? What? Yeah, so right away you start thinking, how can you be making this thing? It's not in the second person's handwriting. Alright, it's a time. I don't know how to answer. But the Gemara says, well, what's it in such a case? I will pre-write, and he'll write on top. So this is totally in this chakira. If you hold the second writing is mabatal the first writing, so then it could be it's kosher, because the second writing is that aid's writing. If you hold that what you have are the two people's writings, so it's possible, it's not his signature, it's two people's signature. Two people's signature, that's not a kosher signature. I mentioned this nafkamina to help you understand that. I'm not mentioning it to bias anything from it. Just to give you an illustration of a nafkamina between the two ways. Zakta chazaynish. It could be that by a ksiva shalai l'shma, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do diyay agabi diyay, it'll be kosher. Why? Because what's a ksiva shalai l'shma? It's just missing something. It's missing l'shma, so it's missing a mila. You can give it a mila with a second writing. But if it was originally written betolosh, b'mechubar, there a second writing is not going to fix it. Because, now if you hold the second writing is mavatl the first one, and the second writing counts, of course. So it will be good, the same thing will be good. If I cut it off and I rewrite, it will be good. But it could be that the second writing is just an iruv of a chasima with the first writing. A second ksiva could give a maila that's missing. But it can't take off a psul. How does it remove the psul? There's a psul that it was written in the mechubar. How do you take off the psul with a second writing? Now, bishlam, if you hold the second writing, erases the first writing. So the second writing can take away chasar. But if you hold the second writing, it's just mu'uriv with the first writing. It could be that that's gara, that's worse. And if so, this teretz, the chazanish's teretz, would fall off. So this is his ha'ara on his own teretz. We would have to say, if we wanted to fix the Ramah, we would have to say the Ramah holds that the second writing gets rid of the first writing. And eventually you have this whole story, this whole hesitance. Al-Kopanim, this is another possible teretz of Tesis Kasha. If you look at the Farshan, there are other possible things. It's all hesitance. Tomorrow we're going to spend the whole day on Tysus the Kaimalon, so make sure you do a good lining on the Tysus.